Thank you for downloading the Broadmead Community Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy it.
What is it that links a dedication, jubilee, and Pentecost? Any ideas? It is the Holy Spirit. Earlier, we invited a blessing on Scarlett and Mia. We asked that God would bless their lives as they grow up, but we also asked that God, by His Spirit, would help John as he seeks to father those two wonderful girls. And as we've just seen, in terms of Pentecost, we saw it was a time when Jesus' friends received strength from the Holy Spirit, so much so that they moved from being locked away, praying, slightly fearful of what might happen to them, to going out and boldly speaking about Jesus, so much so that 3,000 people came to follow Jesus that day. And did you also know that when the queen was crowned at her coronation, as part of the service, she was prayed over and anointed with oil? And these are the incredible words that were prayed over her as she was anointed as queen of our country. They prayed this: "Bless and sanctify thy chosen servant Elizabeth, who by our office and ministry is now to be anointed with this oil. Strengthen her, O Lord, with the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Confirm and establish her with thy free and princely spirit, the spirit of wisdom and government, the spirit of counsel and ghostly strength, the spirit of knowledge and true godliness, and fill her, O Lord, with the spirit of thy holy fear, now and forever." What an incredible prayer that was prayed over the Queen at her coronation. As we saw from the video earlier, Elizabeth had a really big, important job to do, to be queen of this country, which she's done for 70 years in quite amazing ways. The disciples had a big and important job to do, to tell people that Jesus was alive. And John, you've got a big and important job to do, to be loving, caring, and supportive, to be the best father you can possibly be to Scarlett and Mia. But all of us, every single one of us, has an important job to do. And for some of you, you're already doing that. For others, it will develop as you grow up. But you have an important job to do. And that is to be all God has called you to be and to do it to the best of your ability. So if He's made you fast, run fast. If He's made you clever, be as clever as you can. If He's made you practical, work with all the skills that God has given you. But just as God didn't ask the disciples to do it on their own, nor did He ask the queen to do it on her own, and nor does He expect John to do it on his own, no, He sent the Holy Spirit, who is known as the Helper, the One who will help. Let me read from John 14. "If you love me, keep my commands," Jesus said, "and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him because He lives within you and will be in you. And I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." What an incredible promise. The disciples' life was radically changed. The queen's life for the last 70 years, as she's play that important role has been radically changed because of God's helper, the Holy Spirit. John's life as a father will be amazing because he's got God's Spirit, and each and every one of us can be the same. And so this morning, we are going to ask God to send his helper for each and every one of us who wishes to receive all that God has for us. If you feel overwhelmed, maybe you've got exams coming this week, or maybe you've got things that you're not sure about, or decisions, or challenges, or anything. Whether it's just to be a good mother, or a good father, or a good daughter, or a good son, or a good friend, or whatever it is, God will send his helper to you today. And so in a moment, we're going to worship and invite the worship band to come up. And while that's happening, we're going to invite the Holy Spirit to come. Come, Holy Spirit, just as it came on Elizabeth at a coronation. We're going to have our own coronation over here. Now, over there, we've got the throne, and we've got a robe, and we've got a crown. And as the video pointed out, if you are a friend of Jesus, you are already royalty. You're a prince or a princess, you can choose. Okay, and we're going to invite families to come, and the children and the adults, or anyone else, to dress up in the appropriate outfit there and to pray for them. And when the queen was prayed for, she had a throne, she had a crown, and she had a robe, which marked royalty. But she also held an orb. Now, this is the closest we can get to an orb today. And over there, there are balloons, and I invite you to blow up a balloon. And just as a reminder, because the Holy Spirit is also described as the breath of God, and the balloon is only really useful when there's breath in it. And so we reminded that. So the orb, when the queen held it, stood for godly power. Godly power. And she also held a scepter, which looked nothing like this. But it's the best I could do at short notice. And if you can see on the screen there, hers looks slightly better, but go with it. And the scepter represented God's mercy. So the whole of the coronation was dripping with the Spirit of God. And so this morning, children, you can come and dress up. You can hold the scepter, the mercy of God. You can blow up a balloon, and it can pretend it's an orb, and you can take the balloon home to remind you that through God's Spirit, you have godly power. And if you're young at heart, remember the verses I read earlier about we've got to come like children. You can also come and dress up, and then people will come and pray for you. So we're going to have a time of worship. We like to call this our holy chaos time. So when you see that the throne is empty, then come and ascend to the throne, and we'll pray over you this morning. You don't need these things to be prayed for, but it's a visual aid to remind us that we are royalty, that we have godly power, and we have the mercy of God. So let's stand together, and let's worship together this morning. And let's say, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not check us out on all social media platforms or visit broadmead.org.uk.